There are four practices aimed at keeping this altruism from diminishing in this lifetime. First, increase your enthusiasm for becoming enlightened for the sake of others by recalling again and again the benefits of doing so, which were described earlier. Then, increase your concern for others by dividing the day and night into three periods each. And during those periods, take a little time from your day or rouse yourself from sleep to practice the five-step visualization described earlier, even for just 5 minutes. This practice is very effective. It becomes a regular habit, like eating food at a certain time. If you cannot do this so often, visualize the steps 3 times in one morning session that lasts around 15 minutes, and do the same at night. Ponder the meaning of your aim. May I attain highest enlightenment for others? The next practice requires vigilance. In seeking to gain highest enlightenment for the sake of all beings, make sure not to mentally neglect the welfare of even one. Try to accumulate the two forces of merit and wisdom as much as possible. To increase merit, engage willingly in virtuous activities like generosity and morality. To accumulate wisdom, you must come to understand the true way phenomena exist. Since this is a complicated topic, we will be exploring it at length later on. Suffice it to say here that it is helpful to reflect on how phenomena arise and exist dependent on causes and conditions. In future lifetimes, your compassionate intention to become enlightened could weaken. You can prevent this from happening by abandoning the 4 unwholesome activities and by training in the 4 wholesome practices that follow them. The 4 unwholesome practices are 1. Deceiving a high person, such as an abbot, ordination master, lama, or fellow practitioner, about negative things that you have done. 2. Causing others engaged in virtue to regret what they are doing. 3. Criticizing or belittling those who express compassion for others. And 4. Deceit and misrepresentation to get others' services. Here are the 4 wholesome practices. 1. Do not lie to anyone at all. There are exceptions, when lying can result in great benefit to others, but they are rare. 2. Help others move toward the altruistic enlightenment of Buddhahood, directly or indirectly. 3. Consider and treat bodhisattvas with the same respect as Buddha. Since we do not know who is and who is not a bodhisattva, we must treat all beings with respect. As a general rule, place others above you. And 4, never cheat anyone and always remain honest. If you have the resolve to train in these practices to generate a determination to achieve Buddhahood for others, then make this promise: I will maintain my determination and never give it up. Those who cannot maintain this level of training can forego the promise and instead can think, may I attain highest enlightenment for the sake of all beings. People who are not Buddhists, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and so forth, can generate an other concerned attitude of equal value by thinking, I will bring about help and happiness for all beings.